I'm of two minds about it. In a sense, this question is a version of what we called Socrates' dilemma, which centers on this question of authority versus freedom, the central issue of class. Or stated differently, the central issue of class is our mutual betrayal, generally at the behest of authority, setting us against each other. But I don't know if Socrates saw this dilemma in systemic terms, this being that it's precisely those who don't believe they need education who most need education. This is going to be something we delve into the next couple shows, because I hear this a lot, or I did when I was, you know, hawking books, talking to folk, this deep belief that there's a lot of dull-witted folks out there, that we are the smart ones, but the vast majority aren't. And I'm going to be arguing that it is, in fact, atomization that allows power to keep convincing us of that. But Socrates, his dilemma was that, don't we need authority? He was struggling with this question, in order to guide those who have a hard time seeing that they don't see some things that need to be seen, like, in, for me, power behind the scenes. Do we need authority to guide us to our better selves? Whereas Kropotkin advises that freedom is always the best answer to the problems of freedom, which assumes that thought wants to develop itself for every human being. That we're not, you know, in our individual little bodies here, we're not unique. Each one of us has that same need for thought to develop itself. So we talked about this issue brought to our attention by Karl Popper of Socrates. He didn't call it this, but for convenience, I named it Socrates' Dilemma, because Karl Popper was concerned that Socrates not being sure whether authority was necessary or not, that there was a potential for his perspectives to be turned to authoritarian purposes, which I think he's right. I think it has been. So we talked about this question on the page, Karl Popper on Authentic Education for Youth. And I'm going to quote from chapter 7 in his book, The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. Chapter 7 is called The Principle of Leadership. And on this page, Karl Popper on Authentic Education for Youth, we replied to these words of Karl Popper's about Socrates. Quote from Karl Popper, Socrates was a moralist and an enthusiast. He was the type of man who would criticize any form of government for its shortcomings, and indeed, such criticism would be necessary and useful for any government, although it's only possible under democracy. But he recognized, Socrates did, the importance of being loyal to the laws of the state. Unquote from Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies. And I responded to this by saying, but the state, in Socrates' sense, and let me add here that in Palmer's chat, I pointed out that what was missing from Karl Popper's analysis was what was provided by Terence Hopkins and Emmanuel Wallerstein, the global perspective, that the nation state, when you have a global marketplace standing in for global power as a, you know, as cover for these guys, these global statesmen who have not let go Plato's vision, have adopted it, systematically sown it in their offspring, and are going for it. You can see simply by the worsening of our integrity as a species in terms of our souls, our humanity, how we've grown more heartless, particularly those of us in the so-called West, in the U.S., too, most deaf. We are losing our empathy. That's not by accident. And it's not because greed has overwhelmed us. We, until recently, the vast majority of folk have been so narrowly focused on simple survival. We haven't had time to really take a look and deeply ponder of how it is that things have become so bad and realize it's not by happenstance.